Dun-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dun. Now, it's time for Nevin. I never know what Nevin's going to cook, because some days he goes all Oriental on me. He does. And another day he might come in with a completely different take. You just don't know. But if you can source the ingredients anywhere around Cavan, then that'll do him.
That's true.
Nevin, you're welcome, my friend. Good
morning.
To have you.
How are you?
And the happiest Friday to you.
And you too.
Now, listen, what are we going? What route are we taking today?
So I thought we'd go with pizza. A very, very simple homemade pizza.
Are you not going to give people a recipe first?
Of course I would.
We're going out for a pizza, the two boys.
We'll go in after the show.
We're going to have a pizza.
We'll have a nice glass of wine. We'll do that.
Actually, we might as well. It's lunchtime, practically. Listen, you're going to do a pizza. Yeah. Now, a pizza's a funny thing because people always say, if she can buy a pizza, and there's no bother and just buy one. Yeah. So what's your take on it?
Yeah, there's nothing nicer than a homemade pizza. First of all, to get your kids into cooking. I think that's really interesting. And to see something from start to finish.
Your children are very young for cooking. I don't think you should be making them cook.
No, but they're kind of bringing things in the fridge. And when I'm cooking at home, they bring me over little bits and pieces of vegetables and that. I have them stir in the pots and that. But you're right, I mean, they are.
Do they get a bar of chocolate at all, your two?
Of course they do. And they love the sweets. Don't get me wrong. They get that from me.
Yeah. So anyway, what have you got for me?
So we have very, very simple. It's like a tomato pizza. So we'll talk about the base. This serves four.
Yes.
So when you're making your base, first of all, a strong white flour, which has more gluten in it. You'll get that in any good supermarket will have it. It's a 7 gram sachet of ready to blend easy yeast. It's dried yeast, so it is.
Yes.
You mix that with some warm water, a teaspoonful of salt, and then you mix in some olive oil and that, so you get a lovely elastin. So you mix that all together. It's very, very, very simple. And what you do, make sure the water is warm. You knead it all together. So this is the base, your pizza base for the actual pizza. So you knead it for five minutes. You can do this in a machine, you can do it by hand. There's people that say pros and cons. We do it in a machine with a dough hook. It's quick, it works the elastin in the gluten, and that's when you get a really crispy base.
What sort of machine are you talking about?
Just like a Kenwood or KitchenAid, something like that. Yeah, just with a dough hook, they all have them. So what you do when you have your dough made up, you transfer it to a lightly oiled bowl, and then what you do, a little bit more oil over it, cover it with a cloth, or usually cling film is good, and you leave that for 1 hour to prove, double in volume. So that gets the yeast working and the gases, and that's what you're going to get, a really light, kind of like fluffy but crispy pizza at the same time. So what we're going to do next is then we're going to knock that back. That means you're knocking the gas. That's all you're doing out of the actual dough. There is some very good qualities pizza bases.
Ready-made base.
If you haven't time. The topping now is where you can have great fun.
Sure.
But I think it's great for the kids to see. And as I say, cooking with your parents and kids, cooking together, there's no greater, I think, bond or investment for a family, to be honest with you. So you preheat your oven, Marty, to 240. This is a really hot oven. Mm. And this is gas mark 9. And then what you do, you punch down your dough and you remove it. And then you roll it to whatever size. If you want a circle, if you want a square, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Like, we have a marble slab which we put into the oven, so it's really hot. But listen, not many people have that at home. Just a regular baking tray will be fine. So we're going to talk about the topping, which we're going to do. Passata is just sieved tomatoes. Okay, mix that in with some fresh
passata.
Yeah, passata. You buy it in every supermarket, has it.
Right.
You know, and it's just simple. Crushed, you can make up your own tomato sauce with some onion, garlic, some fresh tomatoes or canned, and finish with basil, a touch of balsamic, a little pinch of sugar, and it's really good. We make our own tomato sauce in the restaurant, but if you don't have time, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
So into this, you have your passata, then you have some basil. Basil is a real, real important ingredient in the pizza. Mozzarella, and there's an Irish company producing mozzarella called Toonbridge, which is really, really good down in Cork. Fantastic. Mozzarella, baby mozzarella balls, and then the larger ones. So it's great that they bought over buffalo cows, you know. Fantastic water buffalo.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
So we have the mozzarella. Also, we're going to put some Parmesan cheese onto it, bake that off, and that can take about 10 to 12 minutes. So it's relatively very quick. The whole work is doing your dough. That really is the whole preparation. If you're going to use the passata, that's quick, that's simple, it's tasty. You smear that over the top of your rolled pizza, put on your thoring, you just rip it, everything's rustic, this is great, of the mozzarella, and you can add vegetables. Now, in this recipe, I have no vegetables, but you could use the likes of caramelised red onions, onion marmalade, it's delicious, blue cheese, pear. You can use ham, you can use pepperoni, you can use, you know, lots of different ingredients, cooked chicken. So this is where the fun begins.
Yes,
this
exactly.
This is just a basic recipe, tomato mozzarella. We finish it then with a little bit of Parmesan cheese, and when it comes out of the oven, drizzle it over with some oil and then scatter it with rocket. I love oil rocket. It's peppery.
You don't
delicious.
Want to overdo this, of course. I mean, how high can you go with ingredients on a pizza? Because I often wonder, because there's so many.
Good question. Well, I wouldn't go too high. I'd smear it with the back of the spoon or a palette knife with the tomato sauce, the passata, and then get lots of that cheese, which is going to melt and go lovely and soft. And don't put too much. You know, I'd say maybe, I'm talking about maybe even half an inch.
Okay.
No more than that, roughly, because.
Quite a lot.
Yeah, well, it is. It is, I suppose, you know. And it depends on what vegetables you're using too, if you're using chicken. But it's delicious. It's healthy and it's quick and it's freshly made. And there's nothing nicer. You know, if you were to do this on a Saturday afternoon, all your family are together, homemade pizza, wow. And enjoy the evening, you know, watching you on Winning Streak.
And a very fine watch it is, can I just say.
Wouldn't that be great fun? So I've given you a couple of variations,
and
Martin,
even more enjoyable now since with we've some added bits to it.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm just talking
about
winning streak.
Enjoyable, whatever you do.
Just adding bits to it now.
So Marty, I've just given you a couple of variations on the recipes, which are online, of course, for you. So pepperoni, and then you have also some chilies. So you can vary it with cooked chicken. Just have fun. This is a basic pizza recipe with tomato sauce. It's a Napolina pizza. It's delicious, quick, tasty, and I think healthy, and gets the kids cooking.
I'll have to play something Italian for you now, I suppose.
Thank you very much.
Seems appropriate.
Get us in the mood.
That's right. And as it says here, finish and serve as described. That's what we do in Winning Streak, you know.
Exactly.
Very same thing.
And I'll open the Italian wine, okay? That's a nice Barolo for you.
A nice Barolo, something gentle.
Yum.
So now, just a reminder again, it's RTÉ Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and there's Nevin's recipe. And this week, it is for his pizza. And he's calling it his Neapolitan pizza.
Yes, that's exactly. Or Napoli, you can call it whatever you want.
Yes, yes. Napoli. Napoli. Good luck till next week.
See you next week.